Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
And the riverbank talks of the waters of March.
It's the end of our string.
It's the joy in your heart.
Couldn't spend the last hour just going to sound love out, man. Although someone's. Kieran's calling me out.
He's right.
For playing the English version. There I go.
I've got the whole album with Ellis doing this one.
Yes.
E Pau, E Pedra.
It's a great song. I heard that song on BBC London like years and years ago. It's the only time I've ever phoned up a radio station and gone, what was that song you just played? Mm-hmm. It's like 15 years ago, about 2 o'clock in the morning. 0344 499 1000. Call straight to air. Yes, line one.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Ian.
Spidey sense goes straight away. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, what do you want?
I'm not... Right. I almost apologise for falling tonight. It's been a tough day.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I've not had the vibe of the show. I've not been able to hear the show tonight.
Okay. What's going on with you, my friend?
I just back from a funeral from a friend today.
Hey, mate, I'm sorry to hear that.
And it's been a tough one. It's probably been the first one I've attended that's not been... unexpected older relative or friend
it's a peer.
Mother
it's
a... or father. Somebody in your own age group.
Yeah.
It's been tough going.
Do you want to talk about the person? Would that be helpful? Or do you want to talk about how you feel? Or do you not want to do either of those things?
Maybe neither. Maybe neither.
Beautiful. That's fair enough.
It was just one or something that just really hit home pretty. And as you can probably gather, I've had a few drinks. And
I picked up that. We smelt it. Me and Kath smelt it. And why the hell not? Where are you now? Are you at home?
Yeah. Home safe and sound.
Are you going to have another drink before you go to bed, or are you going to go to bed?
No. We're going to bed after this.
You're going to go up the Wooden Hill to Bedfordshire.
And well, not Bedfordshire, Scotlandshire.
Going up. This is a thing. And are you on your own, or have you got someone there with you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Everything's okay.
We're all going to die, and. It's obvious, but actually it's not that obvious until someone of a similar age who you think is going to be around forever dies. And then it really hits home, oh, shit, that's going to happen to me at some point. And that's going to happen to everyone I love at some point.
I know, indeed. I know you're good at this, right? So guess the age, my age.
It's hard to do, man, when there's a booze filter. But I'm going to say, there's the booze filter, and I don't like doing this under pressure, but I'm going to say 36.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Were you 42?
43.
Oh! 42 came up and I went, and I was trying to factor in the booze thing and I went younger. That's a cheat doing it with. You can't make put me under pressure like that. 42 and it's nothing, man. That's nothing. That's younger than me. You know, when people younger than you start dying, you think, man alive, that's it. That's suddenly you see the conveyor belt that you're on and you can see the ending. You go, that's where I'm going, man. And what I am learning to do, and I don't do it very often. Sometimes I can do it for a couple of minutes. Sometimes I've been able to do it for about an hour. But is just try and grab life and suck it dry. It's hard.
I'm in the same boat. That's the way I will go. I've always been, and I will continue to go. But just, it's been a tough day. It's been a tough day.
Well done for getting through it, man. Well done.
Thank you.
Seriously, well done. It's tough. Get to bed. You deserve it. I'm not saying it because you're drunk. I'm saying you deserve it. Get to bed, and if you're sharing a bed with someone, hug them.
Yeah. You're absolutely fine.
Nice one.
I will phone you again in better circumstances.
Okay.
I promise.
Thank you, man.
I said I see in person, but I definitely will.
Nice to talk to you, mate. Thanks
for
the call.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for taking the call. Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's that thing, after every funeral, I've been blessed, I've not been to that many. Every funeral, you think, man, right, I'm gonna live life to the full.
Yeah, it lasts about 6 weeks.
If you're lucky, it lasts 6 weeks, yeah. If you're lucky, it'll last 6 weeks. I found it actually lasting significantly shorter than that. But sometimes I can remember for 5-6 minutes that this is not forever, and I can really, you know, enjoy. I've had some real... not many, but a real transcendent moment, and this was maybe 3 years ago. It's when I took my boys to see the Beach Boys, and they played God Only Knows, which is it was a song at my wedding, but it was also I think it's one of the most beautiful songs in the world. And I had my arm around one son on my right, and I think I had my arm on the leg of, or it was hugging the other son on the left. And I made sure for that 3:20, I was there. I have never been more alert in my life. I was taking everything in. I was looking at the band. I was feeling the boys in my hands. I was looking at them. I was touching the trousers of the one on the left so I could feel the material. That 3:20, however long that song is, probably a bit shorter. I've never been more present in my life because I thought, this is it. This is one of those moments. And that's it. I'll remember that to the day I die. You're getting upset. May I ask why?
Just because there are those moments, aren't there, where...
It's funny how we say sorry when we get emotional. It's strange, isn't it?
I've been to too many funerals recently and, those little flashpoints in your life where you think, I am present and I'll never forget this feeling, and just got me thinking about this is a really, obvious one. But when I had my first baby and... they'd forgotten to take me a epidural hours, so I couldn't walk. And I said, if she cries in the night, because they had to keep me in because we had a bit of trouble. And what am I going to do? I can't get out to her. So they put her in bed with me. And I remember holding that baby and her, she's always been a really kind of, she's always had a face that looks like she wants to see the manager. She's always been really upright and really aware. And I just remember going through something really traumatic but wonderful, like the worst day of your life, the best moment of your life, you know, in that rush of love when you see your first baby, and it's like a stranger, but you know them and you love them and you could pick them out in a lineup straight away. And I remember holding that baby and us looking at each other for hours.
Mm.
For hours. I had her in the early hours of the morning and I don't think we stopped gazing at each other. You know, it was the sun came up and that was a really special time, just me and her. She won't ever remember it and I won't ever forget it.
Mm. Magic, thank you for sharing that. I'm seeing my eldest play football at a tournament on Saturday morning, and I'm going. Normally my wife would go, but she's taking the youngest to a Dennis the Menace thing. I saw my eldest briefly yesterday. I said, what's this football tournament? I don't know. Where is it? I don't know. Looking forward to it? Yeah, I guess. He really couldn't care less. He's 15 at the age of 9.
Oh, yeah. Right?
But I'm going to go, and I'm going to take some snapshots with my head. I think I'm really going to make sure that I'm present. I'm going to take a nice flask of coffee. I'm going to switch my phone off. I often do anyway when I go and watch him play football. I'll switch my phone off, and I'm going to just focus in on him.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to remember that.
Time stops, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to really enjoy Saturday morning.
That thing I had with my eldest, like I said, she won't remember it. But the other week when she had whatever happened at home, we don't know whether she had a seizure or she fainted or what, but she and I ended up in hospital. And it was that again, me and her just together, it was, you know. It's a crappy thing to have happened. But us being together in that moment and me backing her up and her relying on me was just, you know, it's what life's about, those moments, isn't it? Those little milestones.
Sit Stan Walk says, that song is the only song I had to pull over to a hard shoulder to listen to for the first time. It was in French and took ages to find its name. Well, that's the same thing that happened to me. So mine was that English version. That was by Joyce, Waters of March. But that was the same thing. I heard it and I pulled over and I phoned up BBC London, GLR.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't GLR then. So what was that song you've just played? Never done that.
I heard it in Portuguese. It was Brazilian, right? In the original version. And
right.
It's just magical. And if you look it up online, there's this really charming video. It's with Elise, her name is, yeah. And Tom Jobim, who wrote it.
Tom Jobim.
And they're both smoking and laughing and singing to each other and kind of breathing some fag ash in each other's faces. But it looks like the most joyous time ever. It's two people having a really good time. That song's just... audio giggle, isn't it?
Have we done this break? Let's do a break. Then when we come back, if we get some calls I like the look of, allow me to be a little bit choosy. If we get some calls I like the look of, I'll put them through. But I'd really like to do a Periscope love bomb. Let's send some love out into the world. I think we're getting a grasp of the vibe, and you can never quite turn the vibe 90 degrees, but you can very gently nudge it and blow it and hope it spins a little bit in your direction. And I think we're doing a very, very good job of that. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
There's a call here. Let's just take this call and then we're going to then get your Periscope machines ready because we're going to do a Periscope love bond. Let's just see who we got here. Hello, line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, it's Lulu.
Hello, Lulu.
Hello. Hello, lovely you two.
What can we do for you tonight, Lulu?
Oh, I just wanted to send you both love and everybody that's been ringing in and being a little bit sad and stuff. But just hold on to the shiny moments. That's what I want to tell everybody, really.
There you go. There you go.
And also, your car, Oh, your phone lead that you found today.
Oh, God, I didn't mention this. Well, let me just tell the story, because I did it on Twitter, okay. Right? So I came out of the house, and I thought I had my phone lead in my bag. Turns out I'd left it plugged in here, because I found it, right? So I thought I had my phone in my bag, and I hadn't charged my phone up last night. I was at 43%. I had to come into town. I bumped into someone who I hadn't seen for 20 years, and I was able to make an amends to them, because I kind of let them down 20 years ago, 18 years ago. Then I saw my therapist. Then when I came out, I had quite a busy evening because I had to go to a meeting. Then I was going to come here, and I had Saffron's number in my phone, and it was a little bit unsure of where and when we were going to meet. And my battery was at like 9%. And I sent Catherine a text with Saffron's number saying, my phone's dying, just keep this number just in case. And then I got to where my meeting was going to be, and I had half an hour to kill, and battery was at 7%, and it makes me very anxious when I haven't got battery. And I checked the car, and I checked my bag, and I didn't have a lead. And I thought, well, I'm 10-minute walk from Tottenham Court Road. I'll go and buy another lead. I'll go and buy a lead, then I can charge my phone up. That way I definitely know we can get Saffron. So I got out of the car, locked the door, and I walked 400, 600 metres from the car, and I'm walking down quite a main street, right? And I look in front of me and there's a black lead on the floor. And I went, oh, wouldn't that be funny if that was a phone lead that fitted my phone? And it was. And I looked around and there was no one there. Well, the people were going past, but there was no one who was kind of, you know, looking for a lead. I didn't see anyone it had obviously fallen out of. It had been there for at least 20 seconds because I'd been walking towards it for 20 seconds. And I picked it up. I thought, well, okay, well, maybe someone's chucked it because it doesn't work. I went back to the car. I plugged it in and it charged. It worked. It charged my phone up. That is nuts. Lulu, when have you ever seen a phone cable on the floor? I bet the answer's never.
No, it's fabulous, though, because, I mean, we were joking on Twitter about cosmic ordering.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd share mine with you.
Oh, go on then, let's have it.
Right, a few years ago, we were all sitting around having a few drinks, and it got a bit pompous when everyone was comparing the best albums and all of that lot, and someone said The Dark Side of the Moon.
Okay.
So I just turned around and went, well, I don't know. I said, I'd like to listen to it, but I wouldn't bloody pay for it.
Yeah.
And anyway, later on,
I like your attitude.
I took my dog round the block.
Yeah.
And it was dark and the street light was flashing.
Yeah.
And there was something laying on the grass. And I thought to myself, oh, I wonder what that is, because I'm a bit of a magpie, so I like shiny things.
Oh, God, I cannot. If there's someone left an old VHS recorder outside a house or an old stereo, I cannot. I have to look at it and think, can I get this home?
So I picked it up and I dusted it down because yeah. It was a bit damp. And I thought to myself, it's The Dark Side of the Moon.
Shut up.
No, honest. So we came home, and I kind of dried it out, put it in the CD player. Perfect.
That is the weirdest.
Oh, it was brilliant. It was just so funny. And another one that we had was I was sitting in the garden one day, and I have these, not flights of fancy, but I just sit there and I think, you know, what would we ever, ever listen to if the electric went out?
Yeah.
How would I live without music? And within half an hour, my friend, who used to do up old furniture, had turned upon the doorstep with an old wind-up record player that I'd seen a few weeks before and fell in love with, and he'd sold it to somebody. And the old chap had died, and his family turned round and said, we don't want it, but give it to someone who will really appreciate it. And he turned up on the doorstep and he gave it to me. Good, isn't it?
It is good. Good, isn't it? Lulu, thank you for sharing that. That's wonderful.
And loads of love to you.
Thank you, Lulu. I appreciate that. That's a great call. Call of the night. Well done. I don't think I've ever heard. I must have heard Dark Side of the Moon. I liked Wish You Were Here. What's the one with the two men on. The man is on fire on the front. I think that's Wish You Were Here. I had that. I must have listened to it once. Silly, that song, isn't it? I know that one. Right, we're going to do a Periscope Love Bomb. If you don't know how this works, Periscope is this thing where people stream from all over the world, and sometimes they get tens of viewers, sometimes they get hundreds, sometimes they get thousands. But the ones that I'm really interested in are the ones that have 4, 5, 6 viewers. Sometimes they have less. Sometimes they have one. Sometimes they have zero viewers. So what we're going to do is I'm going to try and find someone who's broadcasting to zero, who seems like a nice person.
And not a potty mouth.
Not a potty mouth. So we'll stay away from America for a moment. See if we can find someone in Britain. And then I'm going to tell you, I will tweet and I will tell you the link. And we'll all go and we'll visit their channel. And we'll just send nice... Whoa!
Straight away. Oh, my God.
You have to do a little dump there, because the first one I went to, they were playing Bill Hicks. It's always a risky game. I've got... I'm going to have some Saffron's water, because I've got a frog in my throat. And because it'd be like kissing her. There we go. Sorry. Right. Okay, let's try again. Let's try... this. What is... We won't go to this, but this is just a guy. I'm the only person watching. He's DJing in his spare room.
Oh, he's adorable.
But he can't see... He can't see us, but he's...
He's having a wicked time.
I wonder if he can see me. He's not looking at the screen, so he can't see. Oh, we've left. Okay, but that was. Maybe he can. Hang on a minute. This might be it. Let me just see if he replies to me. I think he's just texting someone. This is a very strange broadcast. He's DJing in his spare room. He's got the headphones on. He's having a little boogie. But when I say boogie, he's doing that side dancing, just going from foot to foot to foot. All right, well, it looks fun, but he's completely unaware that we're there. Okay, he's completely unaware that we're there. Okay, so we're not going to go to him. That's... let's see what this is. Oh, that sounds like someone tossing off. Okay.
Oh, my God.
We don't want that. Oh! What's this?
Eric.
We found it. Right.
Hi, Ian Lee.
Radio 1. What? His face.
Is it?
Radio 1.
I've seen it on TV.
Yes, man. Right, this is it. So, I'm tweeting him now.
He's got a gold thing.
So, we're tweeting him now.
He's got a gold thing.
So, if you're following me on Twitter, go and join this guy now. I'm going to plug him in.
So let me turn my sound off.
Because you've got to see this, because he's loving it. He's loving it. why can't we hear?
It literally says, look.
His face.
Oh, my God, Ian, like, can you please not? Like, please.
What? His name is... I don't know what the channel would be.
He's got, like, he's probably got thousands of followers. Like, I was about to go to sleep as well.
No, wake up, buddy.
7, 8.
Here we go.
Have I, like, won a prize or something? Like, did I win a lottery?
I don't know how we find...
No.
His name is... So I think his channel would be periscope.tv/YAARE Blanche. YAARE BLANCHE. Everybody dive in. He's got 12 viewers at the moment.
He's got 18.
Here we go, everybody.
Good morning, good night.
21, 24,
25. 17
people.
Something I can't cope. Why is there so many people joining this?
There we go.
No, Eric, there's literally 28 people.
Hello.
Let's get it over 100. Let's blow this guy's mind. He seems like a nice guy.
I can't handle this fame. This is too
38.
Much
can't handle this fame. What a nice guy.
Could you please?
45.
She's funny.
You are live. I told you he was on a radio person.
You did say Radio 1, though.
Still be actually on the...
Whoa! Please don't swear. Please don't swear. I've lost the connection a little bit.
Radio. What is going on? Who are all these people? Please don't swear. Oh, sorry. Wait, what is going on?
So we've got 70 people. Come on, guys. Let's get it over 100. 74.
Yeah, but why have I been shared to talk radio?
So it's periscope.tv/YAARE. BLANCHE YAARE Blanche.
I don't know what to do. I'm getting anxiety.
I'm going to call him. Don't get anxiety, brother. I'm going to come and chat to you.
Deal with this.
I'm going to go. I'm asked to join the call.
Oh my god!
This is what we want.
112 people. What the hell is going on?
I've asked to join. Will you accept me?
But why, like, why did you share mine?
133. This is it, people. This is what we want in a toxic world at the moment. 140.
Look at you.
I don't know what to do. I'm getting stressed. And why? What radio is this stuff on at midnight?
Yeah, exactly. What kind of show?
Lousy show.
Diamond, can you help us? It's a love bomb. Oh my god.
153. This is great, man. What a nice guy. Connection's not great.
They've baited us both out.
I'm joining. I'm going in.
What is going on?
Hey man, can you hear me?
Yeah.
How you doing?
What's going on?
We come in peace.
Okay.
You're right. I have been on the telly. I was on I'm a Celebrity a couple of years ago with Amir Khan and Toff.
I told you.
Yeah.
I told you.
But not Radio 1. That's very kind. But we're on Talk Radio right now.
Oh, my God.
I tell you what we're doing, man. Just, you know, the world is really miserable and mean at the moment, right? And
it is.
Isn't it horrible? And the politics and all of that stuff. And we just wanted to make the end of our show, me and my friend Catherine. We just wanted to do something nice. And so we do, every now and then, we do this thing called a Periscope Love Bomb, where I go on Periscope and find someone who hasn't got many viewers and looks lovely. And we just come in and say...
Sorry for swearing. I didn't even realise.
That's all right, man. You didn't know, and I dumped it. But we just wanted to come and say that you look like a nice person. Hope you're well. I hope you're happy. And that we just wanted to send you some love, man.
Oh,
thank you. That's really kind.
And there's no catch. There's no trick. There's just... We just want to try and make someone smile, and we chose you. And I hope you're not... You said you were getting anxious, and I hope I've not raised your anxiety too much.
No, I was getting... I was seeing the numbers raise at first, because I don't usually get more than 7 people on here. So seeing, like, the numbers go up so fast.
So why do you do this? Do you... Because I've noticed that a few people sort of use this instead of maybe doing WhatsApp or a phone call. So are you talking to friends on here or strangers?
To be honest, the reason why I started like doing this in the first place was because I kind of wanted to get to know more people.
Okay.
And also, I felt like it was a way to like express who I am.
Yeah.
And be my true self.
In a way that you struggle to do day to day, do you mean, or?
Yeah, I think it was just somewhere where I could just be myself and like be out, like in terms of my sexuality as who I am.
Yeah.
And it's been hard, to be honest. I've had like a lot of hate on here. I won't even lie about that. But I think I decided to come back on here on Tuesday. I was about to delete this. So it's not like it's not like a happy story, to be honest, because I did get a lot of stuff on here, a lot of trolls, a lot of people sending me quite horrible stuff.
Because you're gay. Are you gay? Sorry, I've made an assumption there.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
And you were getting stuff.
A lot of people.
Yeah, go on.
Had a problem with that. I used to go on people's lives and I used to get blocked with like, oh, he's a gay guy, just don't add him.
Wow.
On this Periscope, he's weird, he's stuff like this. And I got death threats, I got everything.
Oh, mate.
And I've got the screenshots of it and everything like that, but it shook me, to be honest. So I wasn't going to come on here before. On Tuesday I was going to delete this, but then I've got a few like good people on it who I do know.
Yeah.
And I thought I'll keep it because, you know, I'd rather be positive. And to be honest, this sounds like a reach. I'm only 22, but I want to like be more open about my sexuality and stuff. Because if I feel that I can change one person's like life by just being myself and by being true to myself, and one person sees this, then that's good. I'm not going to hide who I am because I used to do that a lot when I was younger.
If I ask you anything that's too personal, you can tell me to get lost, and I will happily get lost. But so, first of all, I'm really sorry that you got abuse. I know that Twitter is a horrible, horrible place, and I've had tons of abuse on there. But I didn't realise that Periscope could be quite so mean as well.
It is, and I've witnessed a lot of nasty, cruel things on here, and it hurt, and this is so like weird. The reason why this is so weird to me above anything else is because I'm like sad. I was saying to myself, like, this world is shit. Like, I was thinking so many cruel people are here. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Did you
sorry.
Get away with the shit? Don't. Yeah.
Oh, okay. yeah, this world is crap, and I realised that, and like, that's what I was thinking to myself, like just a few days ago, and that's why I think it's so weird that this has happened like now.
Mm.
First, I thought it was like some kind of joke or something, but then I realised like when more people started joining. But this was real.
We're doing this.
It is a lot that needs to be done.
Say that again, man. It dropped out.
I said that I think there's a lot more that needs to be done about cyberbullying and about just people being cruel on the internet.
Well, we're talking, I mean, not too much, but the whole language in the Houses of Parliament the last couple of days. If the people at the top are being, it's primarily misogynism has been the thing, as opposed to homophobia, but if the people at the top, the prime minister of the country can be abusive towards a group of people, then we're all screwed, man. You know, it seems to be becoming more and more acceptable to pick on people because of their colour, their gender, their sexuality, their disability, whatever. And I hate that. Hey, listen, I've lived as a straight guy. I'm 46, right? And I lived as a straight guy forever. And I've come out as bi 3 months ago.
And okay.
I'm really surprised that most people have been brilliant. Like, the people that matter have been brilliant. My friends and my family have been brilliant. But on Twitter, people use it as an insult. You know, it's a very easy stick to try and beat someone with. But actually, it doesn't have any impact on me whatsoever because I'm very confident in who I am and what I am now. But I'm sorry that you've had to, you know, you're a young man, you're 22, man, you know, and I'm sorry that you've had to have that abuse. I thought my generation was making a better world, but it turns out that we haven't made it as good as I thought we had.
Yeah, I think I'd like to qualify and would say that I hope that they're only a minority, but it's still hurtful because I think people, even if they have certain views and certain opinions about things, which they're more than entitled to have, I think there's a way of going about them and expressing them because, especially today, like social media, even like with Parliament, or even if we're talking about like just online, people don't realise how much their words hurt other people.
Yeah.
And I think that's a massive problem. If you've got nothing nice to say, just don't say it.
I think you're right. It's a minority, but the minority shout the loudest. And so they get, I think, an undue amount of attention. Anyway, let's forget the negativity, man. Tell us something good that's happened to you today or the last couple of days. Let's celebrate good stuff in your life.
I had an interview today. Well, yesterday.
Yeah.
I felt like that went quite well, that's a positive thing.
For a job?
For me. Yeah, for a job, yeah.
Fantastic. When do you find out about it?
Within the next week.
Okay. I got my fingers crossed for you, man. I got good vibes about this job.
Thank you.
I got good vibes. Hey, listen, man, I'm going to... I wish you the best of luck. Maybe you can let us know. Maybe you can tweet me or something and let me know either way about the job, because I'll have my fingers crossed and I know the listeners will be keen to hear. I'm going to let you go, man. Thank you for being so nice and so welcoming and only dropping one F-bomb. That has to be celebrated. So thank you so much. You've been a delight to talk to, and my listeners, I'm sure, will really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
See you later on. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Later on. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
What a nice guy.
Thank you.
I liked him.
What a sweetheart.
And everyone was playing the game and sending nice messages. I didn't see any mean messages.
I'm legit shook, Diamond. Like, we were just talking. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Oh. Neither did I. Thank you.
This is everyone now just sending him nice messages, wishing him luck with his job. He's got a big grin on his face.
Thank you.
We'll let him go. There you go. That worked. There's an energy. There's an energy floating around, and we've tapped into it several times today. My phone lead, me bumping into someone that I did not treat brilliantly 18 years ago and apologising. 18-month key ring, some of the phone calls you've had tonight. There's an energy. That's exactly what we needed. Last 15, 20 minutes. I love that. Thank you, man. And thank you, everybody, who went in. We got 160 people at one point, which is one of the highest we've had. And everybody was sending lovely messages. Everybody played the game. Thank you. You are the best listeners, man. The best listeners.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind. I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.